the south. Fine looking man with no shadow of doubt to slow him down as he took hold of life. Dazzled the young girl, made her his wife. Saskia Rose. They moved to Montana, lived in the hills. She bore him children while he practiced his skills. But living away from the home that he built, hiding his madness and hiding his guilt from Saskia Rose. Nothing could pull them apart in those heavenly days. She was so pretty in 10,000 different ways. The children were blessings that lit up the hills all around. He worked so hard to drag life from out of the ground. He knew he was special. He knew he was blessed. They came on a Sunday, said he was possessed. Well, they burned him with candles. Well, they worked him all day. In 2 weeks they had him. They said, stay away from Saskia Rose. He emptied his mind, got down on his knees. His only endeavor was to worship and please the God that he found, with a liking for boys. He never thought how he'd almost destroyed Saskia Rose. Nothing could separate him from the love of his God. He'd do anything he was asked, no matter how hard. His mind was on fire, his visions his only relief from old memories and the weight of his crazy belief. She brought him his children. They sat in the park. He spoke in tongues till it got dark, and the darkness consumed him as he walked away with his back to the children who'd begged him to stay with Saskia Rose. They found him one morning, the day after Thanksgiving. He'd chosen the water in preference to living. were the demons that dogged him, and the God that used him, and those who dragged him to the shadows that hid him from Saskia. Came from Montana to claim back her only man. She burned him with fire in the place where it all began. She scattered his bone white ashes over the hills and tried not to think of the time before he got ill. Nothing could pull them apart in those heavenly days. She was so pretty in 10,000 different ways. Her children were blessings that lit up the hills all around. They were the love with which he had been crowned.